And now we turn to NPR's congressional correspondent, David Wellna. David, where do things stand now? I understand Congress has reached a compromise on legislation on the Schiavo case.
That's right, Jennifer. The Senate met this evening in a special session that was simply to allow the House to meet tomorrow. Lawmakers had gone home for a two-week Easter recess, and because of this case, they are going to come back and try to pass legislation tomorrow that's a compromise between the House and the Senate. It's really basically adopting a bill that the Senate approved on Thursday that very narrowly targets Terri Schiavo as the beneficiary of the bill, as opposed to a House bill that was approved on Wednesday that applied more broadly to incapacitated people who'd had either food and fluids or medical treatment withdrawn from them. And it appears that there is agreement in the Senate for this to go forward. And now the big question is whether in the House this is going to move forward. They're planning to meet at 1 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow afternoon. And under the rules of the House, if any member of the 435-member House objects to them meeting tomorrow, they can't go forward. They would have to wait until a minute past midnight tomorrow night. And at that point, they could try to bring the bill up again. If three members object at that point, it could stall things once more.
Okay, so assuming they figure it out and all get together to vote on this legislation, what would the legislation do?
Well, it's a two-page bill, and basically it changes the jurisdiction over this case from a state district court in Florida, where it's been, to a federal district court, and it would direct a judge to take up this case and basically consider the whole case from square one all over again, look at all the evidence all over again. It does not give any order to reinsert the feeding tube. That would be the judge's decision. And it would be actually the judge's decision about whether to even take up the case. But the sponsors of this legislation say they can't imagine that a judge would not do this and would let Terri Schiavo die in the meantime.
So essentially they'd reinsert the tube while they deliberated once again in court.
That's right. Yes. And
Go ahead. We've heard a lot from Republicans on this case. What are you hearing from Democrats?
Well, Democrats have not been nearly as active in this case, but a prominent liberal Democrat in the Senate, Tom Harkin of Iowa, stood alongside Republican lawmakers this evening and said that he fully supported this legislation. All three of these lawmakers, Mel Martinez from Florida, Rick Santorum from Pennsylvania, and Harkin from Iowa, are Roman Catholics, and they stress very much their reverence for life and why they're involved in this. But it was a rare example, I think, of bipartisanship in an atmosphere that's actually been quite fraught with tension over the past few weeks over other issues.
NPR's David Wellna, thank you.